this episode of American Chopper.
Where is Numbnuts?
The OCC crew is at it again.
You're the biggest slob here.
$150,000 is on the line as Paul Jr. designs a custom chopper for one of NASCAR's biggest events.
We're talking big time money and big time pressure.
The pedals to the metal. And the race is on to build a tricked out, revved up speed machine.
People are not going to believe it. They're not going to believe it.
The anger.
That's what I want. Do it.
The anguish.
It's like a smack in the face.
The anticipation.
It's going to be awesome.
On this episode of American Chopper.
I'm getting aggravated.
We got a high of the mid-20s today at 19 outside right now. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. 101.5 WPDH. Get home and rock and roll. This is so cool. We got Paul and Paul from Orange County Choppers here. The father and son team. Last time we talked to you guys, you were taking a bike down to the Javits Center. Now, which bike was that? That was the Spider-Man bike.
Yeah, actually, this is a Black Widow project. It's a little different. And we basically unveiled it at the Javits Center. And we got a phenomenal reaction.
Well, you guys were telling me that now when you go to these bike shows and stuff, you're not answering questions, you're signing autographs.
It's amazing.
You know, they just treat us like we're some kind of celebrity, you know.
And yeah.
It's just a kind of a weird feeling, you know what I mean?
When you guys went down to the Javits Center and you did the show down there, did you get any customers?
We're actually building a bike for a major corporation, and we're building them a bike to match their race car.
It's Paul and Paul from Orange County Choppers. Guys, I can't say enough. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm bitter.
On the last day of the Javits show, I met a gentleman named Alex Goen, and he asked me if I could build a bike to match a race car that he was sponsoring on the NASCAR circuit.
You know, when I first saw the Black Widow bike at the show, I immediately said, that's the guy I want to have build a bike.
I couldn't imagine someone could have that kind of vision, how that could be in someone's head to build something so unique, so extraordinary.
That's your bike.
Is that the one you wanted? Yeah.
You know, I kind of look at a motorcycle like this. I see, you know, a top of a woman's body comes into a waist, and then you got like the butt over here. Yeah.
We're looking for feminine and very shapely, sexy, racy.
There's always a great deal of pressure involved in meeting someone else's expectations. I'm used to working and doing whatever I want. With this, I have to stick to specific guidelines. So it's going to be a tricky project, but I'm confident I know I could do it. And I know it has to be as nice, if not nicer, than the previous project. So to me, that's a challenge.
What you could do is work your paint in from here to here and then have your lacy gown.
I love it.
Believe me, I'm going to smoke this thing. It's going to be awesome.
Alex Goen's paint is $150,000 for this bike for Daytona, and it's coming up pretty quick. That's a tall order as far as scheduling goes, but I'm confident that we can pull it off.
And thank you very, very much, and we're very excited about the project.
To be honest with you, we do our best work when we're under the gun, you know what I mean?
You know, normally winter's a pretty slow time for OCC, but this year we're building a lot of bikes. As nice as it is to get this high-profile order in, we really got to take care of our other customers, too. So as far as this race car bike goes, Paulie's pretty much going to have to handle that on his own. And you know what? I think he's already feeling the pressure.
I got 7 days to build a $150,000 bike. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
nobody wants his bike to look nicer than I do, believe me. I just want to get the frame here. I'm like a nervous wreck over here, waiting for this frame and tank to come. I don't know what the tank's going to fit like. You know, it's like all new.
Watch, the frame won't show up, the oil tank won't show up, all that stuff won't show up.
Then no, I'll be like throwing up out back. So what is it that we have and don't have, or have coming, or whatnot?
Basically, we don't have anything.
frame time.
What I'm trying to do is make this bike have a lot of feminine qualities and still have a masculine look overall. So it's a challenge to me because this frame has to flow differently than anything I've ever done before. Anytime I come into a new project, I like to have a good amount of time to think about it and just brainstorm, you know, what I'm going to do with the tank, fenders, frame, the basic structure.
I'm trying to figure out how to make this rear fender work, what I want to do with it. This is part of the time alone with the motorcycle. I just look at it till ideas come to me. I have ideas and then I just work on them, looking at the lines of the bike, kind of just get a feel for the bike, what I'm looking to do with it, what kind of theme I want to pull off.
Is that the guy that said, well, I only have 7 days? So now he's only has six because he didn't do anything today, so that gives him 6 days, right?
I don't know, I'm stuck. I just need a little time, a little breathing room.
I'm getting aggravated.
Sometimes I don't think my father understands or appreciates the creative process in what you have to go through when you're designing a bike. It's not like a light switch that you could just turn on or off. Sometimes when you're looking at a bike, it really takes a lot of time to get the creative juices flowing.
Tomorrow's fine. Bye.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Stop dicking around on the phone and start working on the bike.
Okay.
Because then you're going to be pissing and moaning later that, oh, I don't have enough time. But meanwhile, you've been dicking around all day. I'm not kidding either. Leave the phone alone.
Okay.
You want to use the phone, go over here and help me return some of these phone calls.
Come on, jeez. You're like a grumpy old bear sometimes.
I'm really getting aggravated. But let me tell you something. If he doesn't get to getting pretty quick, I got a size 12 out there that will inspire him.
Once I can see the bike in my head, I'll start to really get it going. And the juices start flowing, you get in the zone, and you just start fabricating. It's going to be a tricky project because it has to have a very feminine look and still be outrageous and appealing to everyone. But one of the things I have going for me is the fact that our bikes have a striking resemblance to a woman's body in the sense of lines and shapes. So it's very easy to accentuate on those kind of qualities. On the race car bike, I used a tank that was very shapely.
Nice. I think that's the way it's got to be mounted.
Basically, the idea was to represent a feminine figure, and this tank was just perfect for that.
Bike's got great lines, huh?
Yeah.
So what, you know,
I don't know what I'm doing, so leave me alone. Go away.
I'm going to incorporate the rear fender is going to be very full and it's going to end in like a lacy look towards the back, very full and voluptuous.
What's up, Paulie? Scrambling for ideas?
Yeah. He's looking for like a fishnet stocking look pattern. You know what I mean?
That's good.
Yo, but you know how freaking hard that is.
Yeah.
Probably look cool though. Right?
Yeah, it would look cool. It's not as easy to lay out.
No, it's not.
The problem is his phone's ringing off the wall. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's driving me insane here.
Hi, you've reached the offices of SNH. Please leave your name and number, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible.
I can't stand these phones. Mike, pull from Orange County Choppers. Call me as soon as you can. Man. This is, I mean, it's like, whatever happened, just calling somebody up. It's like you gotta speak to like 42 different people and then you get disconnected. Oh, man.
What's going on?
I just can't. I don't know how people do it.
What's that?
When you call, like if you call these guys, you know, it's like, it says for this, punch this number. Then you punch that number. Then it says, then it starts all over again. Then it starts all over. And then they put you on hold, and then they hook you up to the wrong person, and then the wrong person hooks you up. He said, well, I'll hook you up with such and such, and then you get disconnected. Then you got to do it again. I can't do that. Paulie has no conception of what I really do because he's never had to do that. I think if he really knew, he'd never be questioning what I do because pretty much I do everything. He's focused on that one project that he's doing, but I'm doing 20, 30 different things. You know, running the whole business, the bills, pay this, order that, you know, making sure that the parts are coming in, and on and on and on. So it's a lot, and I honestly don't think that he really has a conception of what I really do. Shut up! We got to get somebody in here to answer these phones. I can't. I'm telling you right now, I'm losing my mind. I got three lines going at the same at the time. I got a list this big to do, and it's like non-stop. I can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's too much. Somebody's got to be in here to answer these phones. It's ridiculous.
When it comes to building a project bike like this, it's so important for me with the detail-oriented stuff that I'm doing that I have complete focus, that I'm not running to get the phone doing, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And when I'm that focused, I do my best work. You know, when I'm working on something, I'm trying to concentrate. I don't like to be bothered, especially by him, because I'm focusing. And sometimes it just slows the whole process down.
Hey, Paulie. Hey, are you going to use these handlebars or not?
Look at the rise on this thing.
You know what? It might be fine.
I don't think so. You're thinking of them.
Did you measure it?
You're thinking of them CCI tanks. When they're stretched, they're like way up in the air.
It might be nice, though, anyhow. Okay. They'd probably be cool. What are they?
I don't know.
What are they in inches? 10 inches?
Yeah, I think that's what they end up looking like. I did put a tape on
it. You got your tape there. One of these days, I'm just going to smash you in the head with one of these bars.
I'm not doing anything, so give me a hard time.
Well, you know what? Acknowledge that I'm here. That's all.
I'm just trying.
So what am I? That doesn't make any difference.
Would you ask me? I said they're 10 inch rises.
I asked you a question. Give me an answer.
How many times can I say they're 10 inch
rises? Just have the courtesy to do that. That's it.
I said they're a 10 inch rise. I told you at lunchtime. I told you just now.
I asked you 10 times.
They're 10 inch rises. God.
That's all. Just.
I told you three times. They're 10 inch rises. You knew they were.
Do what you got to do because you can only do one thing at a time anyhow.
At least I do it brilliantly.
Yeah. I'm coming. Shut up!
All right, that's it. I'm out of here.
I got a lot of work done today,
So I decided to go and have some fun and get in a little recreation. If it were summer, I'd be going golfing right now. But that's impossible around here this time of year. But anyway, me and Vinny still managed to hit the links.
You ready, Paulie? Let's go tear it out.
Let's do it.
Me and Paulie have been snowmobiling together probably around 10 years. The coolest thing about riding a snowmobile is, first of all, the terrain does change and the snow can be different conditions, and they accelerate pretty hard, and you can get up to 120 pretty fast. It was pretty cool that we work a little early and blow off some steam on there. A lot of good times.
Numbnuts. Mike, where's, was he home this morning when you were here?
I wasn't home.
You have his cell number?
No answer.
Not that he has a phone that works.
I know.
That phone's coming in today, and I'm smashing that thing. He's got a phone for 3 freaking months now that nobody can reach him on. And you know what the best part about it? He thinks there's nothing wrong with that. It's fine, you know?
When Paulie shows up late sometimes, he gets his dad real riled up, and I honestly don't know why he does that. It kind of affects everybody in here, especially when we're waiting to do something, you know, and we're a little bit under the gun here. It kind of hurts us all a little bit.
Kel.
Hey.
What's going on?
I set my alarm clock wrong last night, so I'm like an hour off. But I'll be in the 2 minutes.
Well, you know what? That's already started. That's already started. You know what I'm saying? It was only not even a week ago when we were having this discussion. So it's like, it just aggravates the hell out of me.
Well, it was over a week ago.
Okay, so good, romper room guy. It was over a week ago. Good. So you've been a good boy for a week. So then, you know what? Come in at 9 o'clock. Bye.
Where was he?
He overslept. His alarm clock was set wrong. Not that he has one. He ain't been late in a week. It's okay. When he comes in, I'll give him a hug, you know?
Yeah.
The president's here. Sometimes Paulie thinks he's the king of OCC. Like nothing else matters except for what he's doing.
Top of the morning to you.
Morning, Vin.
He shows up when he wants to, leaves when he wants to, and he thinks everybody here is here to wait on him hand and foot.
Not too bad, right? Well, I think what I'm going to do is make a diamond in the front and make this come down as far as I can get it, and I actually have like a diamond in here.
Yeah. I know we're on a really tight deadline with this bike.
It'll dress it up real nice.
But if I see something that has to go on the bike that works, I really got to go through and get it done. I decided I wanted to create a decorative cover for the oil tank.
This is the stuff I'll be using right here.
And I decided to use aluminum diamond plate, which is something I've never done before. It's really great having a steel shop in my backyard because anytime I need materials, All I have to do is walk up the hill and get them. I don't have to order them or have wait for them or do anything of that nature. I can just get right to work.
I think Paulie's idea to use a diamond plate was really great.
Well, it's on. Real smart.
In order to get it to wrap around the tank and hold the shape we wanted, we had to use an acetylene torch to heat it up. When we were finished, it looked great, but it ate up most of the day. I just hope it doesn't come back and bite us in the ass, because we got a whole lot to do in a short amount of time to do it.
Why don't you work on this swing arm over here so we can get this thing finished?
I'm still working on a rear fender.
On this rear fender?
Yeah. Vin.
Yeah.
Come here for a second. The only way I'm going to get this bike done on time is if Vinny starts helping out with the actual fabrication. I think he's a little bit nervous about that, and I can understand that. But the only way we're going to get this bike done on time is if he steps up to the plate. I want you to cut this.
I'm not cutting this.
Yeah, you can. Right here. I want you to grab it like that. I want you to start here and run that edge right there. And then the same thing there. Gotta start sometime, Vin.
I know.
I'm really learning a lot from Paulie as far as fabrication and bike design goes. And I really appreciate the opportunity I have by him showing me this.
Hold on, Vin. Let me look at it.
You've got to be kidding
me,
right?
Come over here.
All right, hold on. Real careful. Hold on. Because that landed up there. Slide, slide.
Grab that front end.
One second. Get another guy over here.
Get everybody on here. Pick it straight up and then let the bottom kick out.
Get that lift out of the way.
Good.
One, two, three.
All right, who was the last person to clamp this in? All right, no one all speak at once.
The only person to clamp it in.
Did that thing just fall and nobody was around it?
Yeah. One of the bikes that I've been wanting to get finished, the Celtic bike, just fell off the lift.
From now on, we should strap them. Where'd the handlebar get wrecked, boy?
It took a pretty bad spill, but there really wasn't that much damage. It could have been a whole lot worse, but I think we're looking at about a day to put it back together.
Actually, the only thing you really got to change on this is the taillight. Right?
Yeah.
Really?
I was really kind of surprised about how my dad handled the situation.
This bugs me the worst, right here.
Yeah, pick at it with your finger now. That'll help it. I was really waiting for him to go ballistic because he put a lot of time into the Celtic bike. This was like his project. Usually he just goes off and just starts throwing things, but he didn't. He just got quiet. I think we all did.
Okay, everybody, the show's over. Let's go back to work.
Tell you what, that ain't bad.
Looks good, right?
Looks nice.
All right, let's call it a day, man.
That's the only thing I'm a little concerned about.
What's that?
Just the time, you know?
You know, Paulie's only got a few days to finish the fabrication on this bike. And between that oil tank thing that he made the other day and the Celtic bike falling off the lift, I'm getting a little concerned. For one thing, we got a show coming up in Cincinnati in a few days, and I want him there, no ifs, buts, ands, or whatever.
We're leaving for Cincinnati on Thursday.
Since we've been in business 3.5 years, have we ever not gotten a bike done in any kind of short time frame or ever, anything ever one time?
Whatever we have to do here to make that happen, then that's what we'll have to do, no?
You know what? When he starts to paint this bike, even the bodywork, I should be there.
I already got your room. You asked me to get your room. I got your room. It's all taken care of. I took care of it all. Here's what I wouldn't even concentrate on that tank. The handlebars and the seat pan get done today. All right? Okay.
As far as Cincinnati goes, if I'm able to go, I'll go. If I'm not able to go, I won't go. And that's just a matter of getting the job done. Now, if you ask my father, he says I have to go. But I don't necessarily agree with that, because if we have a project like this going on and I'm not feeling comfortable with where we're at the time, I'm not going anywhere.
You know, at this point, with him spending more time on this bike and giving up going to Cincinnati, as far as I'm concerned, it's not an option. Either he goes or we don't go. That's just the way it is. I kind of feel that it's good for him as a business aspect to start being more involved in the other parts of the business other than just building the bike.
Got the handlebars on and the seat on, and it's really coming together now and starting to look like a bike.
I like it.
But if you ask me, there's still a lot of work to be done, and there's still parts I'm waiting on. So right now, Cincinnati looks like a long shot. What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
The guys from H&L brought the motor in today.
Let's have a look at her.
Wow. Whoa. And this is all billet, fully polished custom motor. 140 horsepower to the rear tire.
Sick, huh?
And not only that, what we went ahead and did is diamond cut the fins.
Just looks like sterling silver chains wrapped around it. Gonna go nice with the bike.
It was really important for me on a high profile bike like this for every part to be custom in some way. So I think this motor is gonna look really incredible for our project. Springtime.
Hey.
I'm feeling pretty confident right now with the fabrication. All I have to do is clean up some parts, break down the bike, get everything to the chromer and the painter. And as far as getting the bike done on time, we should be okay.
Oh, watch the bars.
God, again?
I just watched that thing just fall out of there. What the f*** is going on?
Holy f***.
This bike is not going to be turning out.
Let's get it up. Let's get it up.
We got to move this thing.
Get it up, Mike.
Wait, hang on. You ready? Straight up on its feet.
That's not good.
I was actually just about to walk past the Cody bike, and I watched the thing fall right off the lift. I mean, it's basically as simple as that. And tell you what, it was pretty nerve-wracking. And it's a good thing nobody was standing around it, because that thing fell hard and it did a lot of damage.
Why the heck is this happening? That's not good, man.
Did it shift the whole thing over?
Yeah, bad. The damage on the Cody bike is pretty extensive. We're definitely not going to be able to bring it to Cincinnati now, which kind of stinks because we wanted people to see it when, you know, we went down there.
Thank God nobody was standing there, man. That would have squished whoever was there.
Oh, it hit so hard. It's just one of those things that happens, I guess. It could have been prevented, but I don't know. We seem to have a lot of bikes falling off lifts these days.
We could bend the fender back out, but we did. This got dug into bad. I mean, there's like no way to repair that unless you re-chrome the whole frame.
What's that? You can chrome plate it.
You've got to be kidding, right?
Fell right out of the lift.
I was out doing an errand, and I came back in, and I seen the Cody bike on the floor, and I just couldn't believe that that had happened, seeing that a bike fell the day before. I actually just said, you know, maybe I better just leave for a little while to cool down, and that's what I did. I went for a ride.
Listen, from now on, none of these bikes get put up without extra supports tying them down. You know, all I can think about was Cody, how much time he put into that bike, how hard he worked, and how proud he was of himself for building a bike like that. And just to look at the bike and see how banged up it was, it just really bummed me out.
What happened? What's the damage?
It's just not good.
What's no good?
Well, fortunately, it didn't really hurt the frame too much. It just it nicked it here, which you could probably work out, which is the main thing as far as getting it fixed. But the whole bike has to be repainted, and the bars have to be repainted. We got to re-chrome this. We have to repaint the tank.
You know what? This is uncalled for, and this should have never happened. This should have never happened. Never. Never. All right, listen, I want everybody right here in front of me right now, everybody. Right now. Right now. Yesterday, the bike fell off the lift, okay? I said, maybe we should strap these bikes down. The comment I got was, it's okay, okay? Today, another bike falls off the lift. Now, two things. Every bike gets strapped down from now on. And the other thing is, when I say something, if I say that I want something done, then I want it done. There's no, it's not debatable whether I'm right or wrong. That's the way it's going to be done unless I change it. Because ultimately, I'm the guy that's responsible anyhow. So that's it. So let's do what we got to do here. From now on, the bikes get strapped down, and that's the rule. Everybody understands that? Okay, let's just... Okay, all right.
That was the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. I almost got sick.
As bad as the damage was on the Cody bike, it could be fixed. It's really just a matter of time and money. But for my father, that's really not the point.
Two bikes in 2 days. I don't know if we're cursed or bad luck or what. But I'll tell you one thing. Things around the shop are gonna change or our heads are gonna roll. Mike, as soon as you're done here, get rid of this stuff. It's annoying me.
What stuff?
This is all this mess is annoying me. It's annoying me. I'm getting aggravated. You know, for me, it's important to keep a clean shop. To me, when I
repeatedly tell people that I expect the shop to be clean, and they disrespect that. To me, that's, I take that personal. So that's an insult to me, and you know, it just gets me to the point of rage. You know,
put things back where they belong instead of throwing all over the place. This is what I'm talking about.
We're working over here.
I don't care. Is this working? What is this?
It's totally unrealistic.
You know what? This is not
to be straightened up.
A debatable thing.
Okay.
That's what I want. Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
I think that my father thinks because he screams and yells that people actually respond to it, and it's just not true.
I don't got all good 50 cups laying around.
That's
because
fine.
People don't give a.
People don't work harder for you when you freak out on them all the time.
Tell me what all this is. Why, you know what I'm saying? There's gloves, there's cigarettes, there's Tic Tacs, there's...
Yeah, this is people's stuff. We're working here.
I don't want it. I don't want...
What do you want us to do with it? Stash it away
somewhere?
You
know somewhere? What? You don't need this laying around. Oh,
this is the gas cap off the tank we're working on.
Listen to me. Straighten the thing out, and it's the end of the conversation.
That's fine, but I'm just saying. Certain things...
Nobody
if someone
works,
has a screwdriver...
Nobody goes back to work to get... straightened out. I don't want to hear nothing from you because you're the biggest slob here.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Listen, if somebody has a screwdriver on a workbench that they're working at the very time, what do you expect them to do with it?
I don't have a problem with that.
You're just pointing out tools that are on the table.
There's tools every place, though.
Where?
Look at this.
It's a tool tray.
You know what? I'm done talking to you because you're like a... You're the biggest slob that I ever met in
Listen,
the world. Okay?
All I'm saying
so
is
why am I even debating this?
Certain things you can't do anything about because
I, no,
it's your
I
work.
Can because I own the place.
Okay,
remember
you
that.
You can throw a okay. hissy fit. Fine, that's
no,
great.
No, you know what it is? You don't work until the place gets straightened out. Done.
I don't know if it's the pressure or the money involved or what it is. But ever since we took on this project, my father's been at, like, DEFCON 4. He's in overdrive. And I can't work like this anymore. Well, anyways, I just think that one of the reasons why I didn't want to go to Cincinnati, other than all the loose ends and everything that's kind of just left there for other people to worry about, other than that, I think that we need time apart.
Well, you know what? I tell you the truth, that's probably a good idea. But you know what? Why don't you go to Cincinnati and leave me behind?
It doesn't matter. The point is, I just think that we need to, like, get out of each other's hair for a while. We spend more time together than a married couple.
Well, you know what? I agree with you. But you know what? I'm the guy that's 54 years old, and you're the guy that's 28 years old. I'm the guy that's been in business for 30 years, okay? You're the guy that's been doing this for 3 years. So I should be prioritized, not you, not what you feel, or you're sick of me, or you don't like, no, let me finish, okay? So, 3 days before we're ready to go to Cincinnati, you say, well, I'm not going to Cincinnati.
No, I said, I don't want to go, and you said, if you don't go, I'm not going, I'll cancel the show, I don't care about the money and everything else.
So you had to make an extended effort to make things happen, and it's happening, but I got to be up your ass to make that happen.
No, well, that's what I want to talk about,
because
nothing you do motivates me.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that. None of your comments or even your suggestions get anything done any quicker. You think by barking orders and making negative comments about every situation all along the way of fabrication, that's supposed to be some kind of, that's how you, you know, get your size 12 working in your favor. I'm just going to let you know, it's not working for me. It just doesn't work. And I understand you got to freak out once in a while, but the never-ending freaking out is just getting so old, it's not even funny.
You know what? Maybe you're right. I do bark too much. You know what? I don't bite enough is the problem. Because when I expect certain things out of certain people, whether it's you or anybody else, that's what I expect. Why do I have to constantly repeat myself over stupid, childish, petty bullshit that people continue to do? And you're the ringleader because you're supposed to be part of the business with me, okay? So you're supposed to set some kind of presence. What kind of presents do you set when you're the worst guy? You come in late, you come in when you want to, you leave when you want to, and you make the biggest mess in the shop.
Whoa,
nothing.
I'm working 60, 70 hours a week.
You know what?
This is not
look at the blueprints and put it together like you've done your whole life. You don't understand the pressure of having to fabricate. It doesn't make any difference.
Listen,
get 7 days to build a bike that's got to look like $150,000.
That doesn't set no presence in my mind.
But I can't do more than that.
I don't agree with none of that that you're saying. So somehow, there's some kind of screen here that's blocking what my view is opposed to your view.
Oh, it's probably true. It's perspective.
It's absolutely. However you want to say it, you understand what I mean. I'm like stressed to the max. I've already spent half my life building one business that took half the life out of me, and here I am again starting another business. I don't have it in me. You know, I can't do it all.
Believe me, I know.
So, a lot of times when I realize that you do a lot, but a lot of times when you're the only guy that I really think that I can rely on. So, a lot of times what happens when you don't come through, it's like a smack in the face. Because I honestly feel like I'm by myself.
You know what it is? We're from two different schools. I'm not you, and you're not me. So I think that I understand we both have legitimate gripes, but we have to find how to handle it better without...
I already know how. Go on like a month vacation?
Let's just do that.
And screw it all. All right, let's get out of here.
All right. Oh,
love you.
Yeah, me too.
Anytime we head out for a show, it's like a circus leaving town. We got about 2 tons of crap to pack. We got 8 bikes, a display, a motorhome, 2 trailers, and a couple of chuckleheads.
Hey, Dad, are we there yet?
Shut up, Mikey.
After nearly 2 weeks of busting my butt on this race car bike, it was nice to just get out of the shop and let loose for a while.
We got kind of a late start this morning. Cincinnati's about 650 miles away. Usually takes about 10 or 11 hours to get there, and that's if nothing goes wrong.
Where is the tire iron?
Bus is falling apart, man. Remains of lunch today. Disgusting. Yeah! Let's leave these guys here. They're a bunch of slobs anyhow, ain't they?
There we were, out in the middle of nowhere.
This is pit crew action right here.
We got Larry, Moe, and Curly out there changing a tire. How much worse could it get? Let me tell you, it's been one long week. I don't know how much more this I can take. I just hope the luck changes when we get to Cincinnati.
Hey, Pop, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm just waiting up when we get there.
Coming up on American Chopper, OCC's reputation is on the line.
Why do you do stupid things like that?
As they race to complete a $150,000 custom chopper.
I have to give them a bike that's worth every penny.
But last-minute changes and costly delays pushed tensions to the boiling point and put the brakes on the race car project.
We were stressed physically, mentally, everything.
The sacrifice.
Jeez.
The setbacks.
Ask him if he has a solution to the problem.
The satisfaction. Coming up on American Chopper.